Right, last week we discussed the halachas of the 3 weeks. We also spoke about the halachas of the 9 days. Now we'll talk about things that have to do with 9 days, which you know I don't mention Shurim, because I usually don't have enough time to say. But now we have a break over here. Two, 3 weeks to talk Shurim, so I could talk about more things.
9 days?
What?
9 days?
9 days, yes. Mishmeru says a chiddush, which I don't think most people are aware of. It's not in Hilchus Tisha B'Av. It's in Hilchus, it's in Tov Kuf Samach. At the end of Hilchus Tisha B'Av has to do about the Zecha Chum. So Mishmeru says like this. Masek Amar Avon, the Lord Shor, the Shabbos, the Zamer, Ela Oitzum Shira, Shesachna Asuda, Ap Yutum Rechaim Asa. Mishmeru brings Amar Avon, the Dini doesn't bring out any Chokum, and he Patkins, you're only allowed to sing on Shabbos, Asuda, only things of Sakha. What says Asuda? Yom Zim Mechubad, it's not thing, it's any other thing. Koriban, it's printed in the Sidurim, what's printed in the Sidurim. It's not thing, any other thing whatsoever. You're not allowed to sing on Shabbos. Only that, only things of Zecha, because that's to Zecha Chum. So if you're to Mechem, you're not allowed to sing. That's what the Maravam Paskins, and that's what Mishmur brings about down with Dina. Masha Mishabur, it's not only Dafka Loch in the 9 days, it's a loch all year round. All year round, just like there are certain things you can't do all year round, you're not allowed to sing all year round, only things that sign in the Siddur, and that's it. What do you want? That's what says Mishabur.
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos. Yeah? Zechachum. What do you want? I don't match it regularly, but now we have time, so we can say. Okay, that's what Mishmur says.
Only on Shabbos.
Huh? During the week, it's Shabbos. B'chai could sing anything else. But we're talking about Shabbos. So it says, on Shabbos, you don't allow. I'm quoting Mishmur. It says black and white. Look it up. Talk of Samus, Sif Kot Yud Beis. These are more wrong. All the things of the Sakma. Anything. The Mashmur Mishmur is now a lock in the 9 days. It's a lock all year round. Because that's what we're talking about. Zeh Chum is not okay in 9 days. Zeh Chum is okay all year round. The Esh Avram from the Das Kedoshim, Maradur Tanyana, he says it's only, this Maravam is only Minas Chasidus. It's only Minas Chasidus. And Meir, therefore, it's a nice thing to do. But when Maitre, if someone wants to sing out in the Gunim, and the Shabbos by the Suda, it's okay. That's Esh Avram holds. This is Mishmur by Tzitzit, it's not like that. There's a Tzumen Yudhis Moshe, in our Chaim Chel Dalad, Simon Kuf Yud Beis, they said, they're talking about Shabbos Chazoyim. He says, you're allowed to sing on Shabbos Chazoyim any type of nigun. He doesn't call to Mav Avram, he doesn't call anything. He says, I'll sing any nigunim on Shabbos Chazoyim. And he says, even further, even every Shabbos you don't sing, but this Shabbos you want to sing. You're allowed to sing then also. Because why? It's a covered Shabbos, you're allowed to sing any nigun. That's what he passed with the dinner. So vice is for him, he doesn't quote the Maravam. Vice is for him, he held that we don't know, we're not knowing like the Maravam. But the Mishmur seems to hold strong like the Maravam, doesn't even chok him. I remember many years ago, when I saw this Maravam, must be like over 20 years ago, I looked around to see any chok him. I remember I saw in this Techemet, it brings out chok him on this quote, brings out Maravam, and it brings out chok him on it. Anyway, this is what they speak out.
What would their mother
ever hold
by
way to
go out?
Malchum, by Chassin, what would you be allowed to do? Chassin is a Suz Mitzvah.
So anything
that
is Shabbos also
is a Suz Mitzvah.
It's a
Suz Shabbos, I don't know if you call it Suz Mitzvah, Suz Shabbos is called. If you have Shabbos, then it's something else. And Yantif, you talk about Shabbos. Okay? Alright. Yama, alright. No, different Allah here. Yama says, in Siv Beis, in Tav Kuf Nanal, Siv Beis, the Ramah says that Siv Gimel says, he talks about that Shlosh Chavetishma is to Nusafir, the Chavis, you have to wash clothing, and then he says, however, Agol, Anagol, Hachmel, Chosot, Chios, Shkodesh, Almanig is not like the Mechaber, that you're not allowed calling from Gimish Chaydish at Achat Tainis. Imla the Tzach Mitzvah. Unless the Tzach Mitzvah. What's the Tzach Mitzvah says? If a woman, if she wants to get to her sitar, she wants to come zayin kiyum, then she's also tzarech mitzvah. So in many ways, that's called a tzarech mitzvah, and therefore, you're allowed to change the sheets, you're allowed to change it for even sefer shchayish, 9 days, normally you don't do it, but for this it's called tzarech mitzvah. However, he says, v'chein l'chavet Shabbos, l'ashim, klifishim, mitzvim l'beinim, come Shabbos, you put on new clean clothing. Like we know, a man also, he puts a couple of showers, can wear a clean shirt, like we spoke about last week. The shower, someone asked me last week, I'm allowed to buy Svarm. I'm allowed to buy Svarm during the 9 days. So the price can, I looked around a little bit, and the price can speak out, that's also the sits of Mrs. for learning. The place that you want to buy Svarm during, that's Nichol and Mitzvah more, it's called Tzav Mitzvah. The Moshe held that who has been, let's say you have guests. Guests, normally, guests come to your house during the night, they always put on clean sheets. You don't normally put on clean sheets, but since that's a minute, that's a minute that's like Tzarech Mitzvah, Moshe Held, Achnos and Rechem, so maybe we have guests, you're allowed to change sheets, put on clean sheets for the guests.
You have to wash sheets for them?
Look at this, 1 second. Right. Now, the shot is let's say, if you go to a hotel, normally if you go to a hotel, so normally every day they change sheets. Normally if you go to all hotels, at least a 3, 4, 5 star hotel, every day they change sheets. So Shai is, I am equipped to go to a Goyish hotel. I am equipped to tell them not to change sheets. Or even go to a Jewish hotel. If you're the purpose time, you don't change, you know, they want to take money in a Jewish hotel. So purpose time during the 9 days, we don't change sheets like that.
Even between guests.
What's the deal? Between guests for sure, you change. Okay, between guests. But Shailiz, and Shailiz, if they could do it, what time you have a goyim there? You have goyim come also, and the Jewish hotel come goyim also, of a chal Shailiz, put the sign to cause you problems. So, what could you do? So, the tshuva of Michis Yitzchak, had the whole tshuva on this. In Chedek Yud, Simon, Samach Dalet. He has the tshuva like this, he said like this. If you're coming to hotel during the 9 days, certainly you have to give clean sheets. It's not different than the, he doesn't mention it, but it's not different than the Ramah's Parsha, Tzarech Mitzvah, you know, even though the pace, but that's not Tzarech, and Shabbos, the whole Shabbos on Shabbos, how do you take money on Tzarech Shabbos? How do you take, if you ask someone hotel, a Jewish hotel, how does he take money on Shabbos? The Chari is Tzarech Shabbos, you pay the whole, Shabbos you pay extra, during the week you might pay $8 a night, Shabbos you have to pay, it's 3 meals, and it's a weekend and so on, they charge you more. How can Tzarech Shabbos? The whole Shabbos on Paiskim. Some places you want to say, you're tachonis, you know, they have to pay, you sleep in hotels, they have to keep it warm, they have to keep it, the heat on, and so on, tachonis. They make your bed before Shabbos, so it's like the Havlah. Some places say, I think Masham says, another place to say, it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, Achnos and Zarechim, it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, you know, the pain, the still it's again Achnos and Zarechim, but the other place that says, Kozim and Achnos and Zarechim, and therefore it's louder, and you have to say, it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, you have to take money then, like it says in the Siddush in Bov. That's the day of Shabbos. Of a Megeah, the 9 days, so Mechasitah says like this. He says, if you're there during the 9 days, a full person, you have to tell the hotel, no matter if it's owned by Yidin or Goyim, he says, listen, I don't want you to change sheets. Keep it, a lot of times you can tell me, do not clean the room, whatever it is. So you can tell, listen, you clean the room, just don't change sheets. One second, we'll get to everything. Give me a chance. So the thing is, you're allowed, you should tell them. If you're Jewish, a full person, you're allowed, you should tell him not to change sheets during 9 days. Use the same sheets all during 9 days. If it's a style with clean sheet, but continue like that. But let's say, it's a Jewish hotel, and they have a non-Shabbos Shabbos or a guy there. So Shabbos, can you, it's a guy, certainly, it's not a part, you can change the sheets. But you're doing it with a guy, that's certainly no problem. There's no reason for a guy to change sheets over there. The Shabbos, you have sometimes guests who aren't Shabbos Shabbos, or maybe you Shabbos Shabbos, but they don't care about the Allah, or whatever it is. Can you do it or not? That's a shadow, like it says. So he talks about it in length, and he says that you're allowed to be meiko, that even if it's not shemitz or mitzvahs, but if they didn't ask not to change sheets, you're allowed to change it, it's not the tzeiva. Because why? Because it's not the tzeiva, because they go to another hotel. It's only shadow. He wants to over chada v'chevenara. If they can go to the Isra of Ne'iva, it's only if they come into only through you. But if we too, they could go to another hotel, so other hotels available, so now it's not Ne'iva. Another thing, it's only a minute. It's not the Easter Gomer, it's a minute. So my, it's only Shmuel Shechavah, I coined some cheetahs. So it's only, so therefore, there are, He said, the Mechas Yitzchak speaks out, says, okay, you're allowed to change sheets for Goyim, and people on Shem Shabbos, and people don't ask not to change sheets, you're allowed to change for them. A hospital?
Did you make anything you shouldn't?
What? You should tell them, if
you go to a hotel, you should ask them
not to change sheets every day.
They're
doing it to help, to satisfy you.
Even
Goyish Hotel, right, that's what he writes. Even Goyish Hotel. If you're a firm person, you should tell them, please don't shade sheets. If you're there for the rest of the week, tell them not to. Take a look. Let us get to
you. They might throw the person out.
Why? Should I have them join the sheets?
No,
they might throw the guy to the spot. Huh? The hospital should be happy not to watch the sheets. A hospital, usually a patient, there they change every day. You do change, because if they're in a chayla, they do all the germs or whatever, the sickness shouldn't go around the whole house, so they do it to change for germs. So that certainly is mutter, to change every day. And again, washing, now if they change here in a hotel, a Jewish hotel, wash the linen. Let's say you do change certain sheets for goyim, okay, so we have to change linen, I have to wash. So then they can send on some sheets, it's a ayzei nachri, you have a goyish person washing sheets. So like in a nursing home, you spend that the same thing, I'm going to wash during the 9 days. You also have to go and wash, and I'll tell you, I haven't washed the sheets. The gay towels, we make it with towels also. If the towels are necessary for the people in the hotel, let's say the towels, they take a shower, so they're there. Also, you should not change towels. But let's say if they take out the towels and so on, they give you fresh towels, it's also okay. And if they wash towels, since it's done like they're going, then you're allowed to use those towels also.
You don't have to tell them to leave the towels.
Well, towels should be like sheets, right.
You should. But I feel like I'm not to
change towels. Right, yes, right.
What about at home? Can you change towels?
You can only change towels only if it's soiled and you have nothing, therefore you have to change them. When it's like clothing. If you have to change, if it gets soiled, then you can change them. But if it doesn't get soiled, you shouldn't change them. Alright. Yes.
Clothing and undergarments and things like that in the summertime.
Undergarments you'll have to change, right.
So isn't sheets like undergarments?
No, it's not. Yes, you are. You change, how often you change sheets in your house? Maybe you don't answer. Most people change once a week, once in 2 weeks or something like that. Don't change every day sheets. You change every day sheets.
It's not a double caution like...
By the hotel, you pay money. You pay so much money, so that's the service they give you. And home you don't change that often.
So
it doesn't have double chashuv now, but it's like a new clean beggar. Right. You want to say it's like underwear, you mean? No, underwear you change every day, one day, every day, every second day.
Yeah, but then you're going to get sold faster.
Sheets don't get soiled faster. How often do women change sheets? Once a week, once in 2 weeks,
clothing
gets soiled.
Clothing is the thing you have to choose. It's the Lashon Chazal. It's the kibud of the person. That's the meaning of clothing.
Yes.
You have to get a garment. You don't have clean linen. You have two choices, either to wash or to buy new. What do you mean?
To wash them. To wash.
If washing is better than buying new.
Yeah. It's equal. Come on, equal.
Equal.
In fact, if I can speak out, I was going to get to that by children's clothing. Let's say a woman, she runs out of children's clothing. She has a choice, either to wash the clothing or buy new ones. She's lazy. She doesn't want to go wash. She wants to buy. She wants to buy. She's allowed to do it because he's seen halacha, that the washing and buying for children is the same gender. So medicine, if she's allowed to wash already for the young children, they're allowed to also buy it for them also. Right. Enos also, we mentioned that. You now wash clothing. Last week you mentioned I wash right from Dylan. That's only to wash. But let's say to brush. Let's say it gets dirty. You want to brush a hat, a brush a pants, a brush a suit, and something like to use a brush. That certainly is mutter. Take off the other chalem. That certainly is mutter. This shayla I get very often. A woman a shaytel. Can you set a shaytel? Can you comb a shaytel? Can you cut a shaytel during the 3 weeks and the 9 days? Huh?
Now that it's getting worse,
huh? Well,
depends
who he is. Right.
It's time off the water.
Right. Right. The water in New York. The guy finds him first when he came out of the pond with the Indian Shaber. He said to wash the shevach in the New York water. That's what he's called as a joke. Okay. All right. Anyway, so the shayla is: can you wash it? Can you cut it? Can you set it in the 3 weeks and the 9 days? A shayla has a halacha like a beggar. It's not like something that's connected, like something that's a regular hair that's connected to the body. It has a halacha of a beggar. Whatever halacha of a beggar is, it goes in that category. Like if it's your carpet. A carpet is not something someone wears, but it has a shame beggar. So also a shayla has a shame beggar. And once it's defined a shame beggar, then it goes in Hilchos Begadim. During the 3 weeks, to buy a new shaytel, since normally you spend a lot of money for shaytel, you shouldn't buy it during the 3 weeks, because it's a double that you'll normally, and when it makes a shechiyano. If someone normally makes shechiyano, you don't buy in the 3 weeks. Unless it's a special sale, and then you could buy it, then you can put it on Shabbos the first time. Or if you bought it before the 3 weeks, you're allowed to put it on Shabbos the first time in the 3 weeks. Until Shavuot Shechalpa, until Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to put it on. However, let's say you bought the shaytel before 3 weeks. And now you want to cut. You want to cut to size or to make a certain shape. I mean, the woman knows it. I get the score very often. But to cut it up, cut it to make them fit properly. So then it's like this. It's not different than regular beggar. Until Rosh Chodesh, it is mutter. Like a regular beggar. You're allowed to sew the garden. You're allowed to give it to a pants. Let's say you buy a pair of pants. You want to give it to fix it now. By tailor, that's okay. By seamstress, it's okay. So, for the shayla stem alacha. However, during the 9 days, then you're not allowed to have it cut. So, cut to size, to fit, and so on. That is not permissible. Same thing also to bring to a shayla macha. You know, they do some professional work on it, like, that's style. Combing is no problem, but they do some electric, they have the fancy way of doing things. I don't know what it is, but ask the woman, they'll tell you. Okay? Whatever it is, if it's done something professionally, then any chanami should be done. But start to comb, let's say you go to a shaytel mach, just to comb, because they have the special hair, the combing and so on, just to comb the shaytel, or to set the shaytel, they don't do anything professional, just start combing it, that is mutter even during the 9 days.
What about spilling and stitches in the palace?
Alright, good. That's on the list, okay? Last time I allowed to buy a palace. A towel's gadol, a towel's katan during the 3 weeks or the 9 days. I allowed to buy it. It's a beggar shul mitzvah. What's that? It's a beggar shul mitzvah. However, it's something that covers the book. It's a beggar because it has to have a lot of towel's katan. It covers the amount. It's to buy. Chassidah tell everyone to buy at least 22-inch towel's katan. Yes, all she did. But that's how it turns. It covers the book. So Moshe writes the tshuva that a tefillin should certainly make them. Because something you put on just for davening, it's not called mamash or malbish. Even though the Kavihich HaShav is called a malbish, of the Kavihich HaLachah is a malbish, a regular malbish doesn't have. However, Talis Gadol, Talis Katan, has a shame malbish on it. So it says like this. A Talis Gadol, for sure, you make a shechiyano on it. Talis Gadol, for sure, you make a shechiyano. So therefore, he says a Talis Gadol, so buy during the 3 weeks, you should not buy. Unless it's a special sale, like normally we mention the cloud special sale. Unless they bought it through before 3 weeks and I just put it on, and I'll put it on for Shabbos the first time, then it'll be okay. It's before Shabbos of 9 days. But during Shabbos of the 9 days, Shabbos Chazoin, that's we mentioned last week, so Machoik is Ramor and Machoik and the Gor. The Gor is Mako, the Ramor is Machmer. We know the most parts came on like Machmer. However, Talis Katan, he says, depends if it's Choshev to you or not. Normally, most people tell us, come, we pay $10, $12, $20, it's not kosher so much. So a lot of people don't make a shechiyano on it. It's not such a simcha. Tell us, go, it's simcha. It's telling a simcha the person. I once had a Baal Tshuva. He told me, the first time he bought a Taos Katan. He came to me, do I make a bracha? He was so the simcha, I said, you can make a bracha on it. Depends on the person. The person is simcha, and you make a bracha on it. Most people have a simcha, don't make a bracha. So same guy goes with Taos Katan. You want to buy a tie, if you're not such a simcha, so it's like a regular undergarment, a regular thing, like a shirt, pants, you buy it during the Tosh Chodesh, it's okay. After Tosh Chodesh, you don't buy anything. So I think you don't buy a towel's cotton then also. There's a tshuva of Levusha Matcha that says that. That we say you shouldn't buy the garden during the 9 days. It's only some garden, something you wear. Let's say someone wants to buy something like silverware or dishes for the house. He wants to buy silver in 9 days. Then he says he's Merkel. But Nias Daiti depends on the situation. Someone buys a special set of dishes, China, they spend $200 for a set of giants, it's big simcha. Or someone buys some cable for the house, he buys pots and pans, they buy something special, they have a big simcha, he buys a percolator, special percolator. And somebody has a big simcha from that, in the Hanami, I think the Vushimach could be murder, in the Hanami, you don't buy it. It's almost some, you know, a regular pot over here, pot here. If here is not, if you buy a lot, or something that causes simcha, even the Vushimach would be machmer on such a thing.
Are you talking about Kalim and Vushimach?
The reason why probably he goes like that, because you know what shechion is, somebody buy a pot and pan, a dish here. But if you buy a big set of dishes,
they're all giving machalatim.
Right, yes. Right, yes, right, yes.
And if you don't make a shechion on it, is it still after Rosh Chodesh?
If you don't make, still after Rosh Chodesh, he's making them during the 9 days, you just buy, you know, a few dishes you have to buy. Even during 9 days, he's making them. Because it's not dermatic to be godly, he says. But I think it will be simcha. Right, yes. In the Hanukkah, all 3 weeks. Right. This is a people, few people asked me in the Shaila. Are you allowed to put on a few shirts before 9 days? You said last week, the meaning is put on a shirt before 9 days. Can you put on a few shirts at one time? So, Pasha, I tell everybody, if you don't have a mission, normally you don't put on two shirts at one time, so here also. And Shabbat, you find, put on two shirts into the lake, let's say the fire. You have to put on two shirts at one time. So, Brian Shabbos wearing two shirts is also. Because that's the only you know what? Oh, two because two begun one on top of another. Now, the Dreika, Mishuma, the same moment, so the Chazal will matter by Dreika. Stams of the Derech Elisha, we don't matter, it's not Derech Elisha. So, I used to tell people, and I still tell people that. I just found that Das Kedoshim, he's made to wear Kam Gun at one time. But he's talking about his Savelis. So we're doing be the play here also. However, for most of the place, you don't speak it out, no one brings it down. So the mics are with the map was put each one separately.
Even on Shabbos,
he
holds your mouth? Anytime.
What's the
dinner? And the Shabbos,
don't
Shabbos, Chana. It's still our Chana.
It has to be one.
I told the no, it could be maybe for Avelis to make it, you know, for such thing to make it. It should be fresh. It should be. Erev Shchaydishov. Can they put it in and fill the washer? Can just press the button and a wash and dry it during the Shkia, the Seif, so it'll still be in the washing machine and dry it. Can you do such a thing or not? The Shai Tshuva in the fifth cut design over here, he says the Shaila from our sign. So Emerson is a Shaila. From Shkir to Tzeis to the Halacha of the 9 days and nights. Shaila Paiskim, Mishabur, Machma, and it also starts from Shkir. But Asha, from Shita Zameko, from Tzeis. So in the stomach, in this case, you can be Meko, you need the clothing for 9 days, you can be Meko to put it, to turn on the wash right for Shkir, and let it run during Shkir time. However, to put it to dry, the Kuram is no problem. The problem is only washing. To put it to dry, it just takes the head, instead of hanging on a clothesline, laying out to dry, there's no Islam laying it dry, so certainly that would be mutter to do on the night of Rosh Chodesh.
Do that
anytime. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's a real bad balbuster. Because, I'm just saying, because that's everything is wrinkled, okay? Yeah, right, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, all the 9 days. If you kiss someone, if someone gets wet, you just want to throw in the dryer and let it dry, there's no problem with that. No problem with letting it dry faster. Alright. I think someone asked last week, are you allowed to have a cleaners open? I think two shallows people asked me. First of all, get a restaurant, someone asked me to have a restaurant open. And secondly, are you allowed to have cleaners open? Someone owns a Jewish person owns a cleaner. Is he allowed to open keep the cleaners open on during the 9 days? So that means there's a mechaber The Mechaber says in Tavkuf and Al Sipay, the Mechaber says, Asa Levyos, Mechaber's big day, Avichavim, Mishmuazil. It's also for Jewish women to wash clothing of Goyim, Mishmuazil. So Mishmuaz speaks out in Sipkot Membeis, Avkat and Dini Sharsha, and Isakibis Mishmuazil and Racha, Delamai to Simcha, it's not nikah. It's a blood of a which I've gotten from going because he's washing Jewish clothing and not going. It's not nikah. So the Aruch Hashulchan. One second. So Hashulchan speaks out. So Vaisus Mishabur. If it's nikah, you can tell that this is a goyish beggar. If you won't wear such a beggar, certainly it's no issa. The Aruch Hashulchan speaks out and Sifkat Yudzayin. He says that if you know that the cleans also goyim, not only use the clientele, but also goyish your clientele, then you're allowed to be open on during the 9 days. And he says also you're allowed to also, if someone brings in to clean his children from Katanim, also you're allowed to wash it in 9 days. Because he doesn't discuss if a godlo brings in, let's say someone from Yid comes in and brings in 9 days, he doesn't know halacha, whatever it is, he comes in and brings in the baguette. He doesn't talk about that. So it's like a tzarchinus. You have a film of cleaners, and a film comes in, so I guess we have to tell them, listen, it's the 9 days. You want me to do it? You want to pick up after 9 days? I'll do it after 9 days. The guy says, after 9 days, I don't know if he's ever listened to me either, because the same halacha, he spoke about the sheets and the thing, you can go to another thing. You're not going to do it, someone else is going to do it. So now I'm listening to either. So there's what to be semichan.
So you have to tell them though?
Huh? Unless the person that film is not going to listen anyway, then you don't have to tell them.
Alright.
Are you suggesting that the salmon is okay? If you need it.
What about
salmon? If they get themselves sore very often, it's okay. It's came only halacha like a tanim when they get as bad as dirty as a ketanim. That's how they take care of themselves. I'm serious. In halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down more like eating matzah on Pesach. Or it's got to be kama halacha Yom Kippur. The time have halacha like Chodesh Shem B'Sakon. In halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, someone's in a nursing home. He's a healthy person, but he can't take care of himself. He has halacha Chodesh Shem B'Sakon. Certain people, when they get to a certain age, they have to do Chodesh Shem B'Sakon. It's got to be kama halachas. Right. The Mechaber says, in Siv Zion, he says, Yeshayimim, that's also to Misakim for Gavim. He says, Yeshayim, also Sakim, Gavim, Chadashim, Nal Chadashim, Shabbos, Zuhi. Now to fix new clothing, let's say you bought a pair of pants, and you want to fix the cuffs and so on, you shouldn't do it. New baggage, you shouldn't do it. Nal Chadashim, Shabbos, you shouldn't do it. That's just from Lashon Rakhava, that used clothing is no problem, not to Misakim. Let's say if a tear in a baguette should be okay. There's a Bach. The Bach speaks out. Mishmur doesn't quote the Bach, but the Bach says like this. Bach says the minig is even to the stocking, old begotten also. That's what he speaks out. The Bach speaks out, or we're talking about, they're not only doing Chadashim, but begotten Yishenim is the same halacha. So, the Orchus Abeinu from the Stifler, and also in Chayz Beit, he brings down a Chiddush in the Bach. He says the Bach is talking in his time when people, let's say, they had a bag, let's say, pair of pants. So what they did is, after they kept all worn out one side, what they do is they put the pants inside out, and then they wore it that way. So it looked new again, and then they went to that side, got it worn out, and then they threw it out. That's how they used to wear God in those times. So that's what the Bach is talking about. Because you make it into a new baggage. You turn it inside out, you reverse it inside out, and then it looks new. I guess in those times, the way it was made, it didn't look different than one side or the other side. However, our type of garden, you have a tear in a baguette, or let's say you want to fix a button like I mentioned last week, that's not so if it's part of Chadosh's Balakan. So maybe that's like a new baguette, that's what the Bach means is also. But Stam, if it's put a patch on a baguette, or to fix a tear in a baguette, even the Bach will be made, that's Mutter.
Even if it's
a Mice Dolman? The Mice Dolman is a Shiloh. That's a Maisu Min. Yesh Bekir, we spoke about it last week. Yesh Bekir and Yesh Achmir, we mentioned that if you don't do it in a way that fixing is not a Maisu Min, then the Shvita is not Meiko. So what?
Yeah,
they should try to avoid. Usually Chassim is 3 months at least, until they get married. So why should they do 9 days? If it's a double harvest, you know what I mean? If they're running late, you know, the last minute people or something like that, you know what I mean?
All right.
They're looking for 6 months for a dress. I know how it goes. I hear this on the phone constantly. I said, what do you want? 9 days, all times only 9 days. You know how it goes, you know. So they find a dress, they find this, you know. Okay. All right. The Mechaber says, in Sifres, it says, Yesh Negin Shleilech HaBotzer Ish Tetzayim, we spoke about last week, and he says also that Mamot is Yesh HaSifrin, Yud Zayin, the Talmud, I don't know, Tzvim, Yesh Chay Derech HaSakin Shal Shchita. The Shech and Din Shech. Shein Shech and Kilu Tzach Mitzit, Yen Chayla, the Shabbat, and Mila Kiyot Zibar. So Shech and Yishin Shech, during the 9 days. I don't know if the Shech today, I think they do Shech in 9 days. Anyway, so the Mimim no times, that they didn't Shech, what? Tzach Mitzit. Panasa. Okay. Alright. So the Shech is a restaurant, two Shechs. Can a butcher's store be open during the 9 days? And a shayla of a restaurant can be open during the 9 days. Now a shayla of a restaurant is the people that buy here, and some fire eating, they buy, they always come to, they want to eat kosher. And if you're going to have all the kosher restaurants are closed, they'll go to McDonald's, they'll go to a cheaper place. So by opening the restaurant, you save them from eating from a choloi to serious or not. That's a shayla question. I think someone asked this lesson, no? I think someone asked this. So anyway, there's a tshuva in Dovid Meshorim, which should be involved. The end of the second chedek, he has that tshuva from his father. The Kerechem Yaakov. I don't think it's printed the Kerechem Yaakov. He has a tshuva printed there from his father. That someone asked the shayla, there's a young Yerid, and so on. And they, why not they should keep the restaurant closed during the 9 days? Because these people are not groom, and if you can be closed, they're going to eat in the Velas Trefes. It's not going to hesitate to eat in the Velas Trefes. What?
Are you going to go to the restaurant?
No, it's not a flesh restaurant. Nothing has no problem. Somebody eat meat. You're not eating meat during 9 days.
Okay.
So if the flesh of restaurant, a lot of them make pav. So you have pav, is no problem. So much. And we mentioned last week, the pav of a restaurant, can you use flesh of kerem? It's no shayla, use flesh of kerem. Flesh of oven, flesh of stone, is no problem. But the shayla is, when a geya, you have to worry about fish and meat. That's what they don't think about sometimes. That sometimes you make fish during 9 days. You have to clean out the ovens. There have to be no ashes there. You have to clean out, you don't have to kasha, you have to clean out the oven. If you use the pots and pans, you have to make sure they're clean. Because the dinner is by butter and meat and fish, it's sakana. So even if, and there's a whole shayla of paiskim, we don't have time to talk about now. If even it's butter b'shishim, not some paiskim are machma, the taz holds that's not butter b'shishim. Even though normally I would call butter b'shishim with tafis, but the chamir is the kantum esura, we hold also even by me, that's why like some people are machma, to put in these sources, you know, you have these, worst is supposed to have in some of these, and chobis and so on, to you to put together with meat, that some people are machmer because chamir is kant mesura. Most places can pass on kusik kesef, that's bottle, the shishim, and therefore it's okay. But there are some people that are always machmer on it because chamir is kant mesura. So the shayla is, in a geya, when you use these ovens and you make fish in a flesh of oven, you have to make sure it's clean. People have to be aware of that. And also, when you cook inside oven, I might as well, because I thought the shayla first week, if you cook inside oven, let's say you cook fish and meat at the same time, you should cook at the same time. But if you do cook the same time, you should always have them both covered, because it's Zeya. And we pass through our mode, it's Mizbir one to another, and therefore it's a shayla for me, it's content, so it could be, becomes also. Therefore you have to be careful about that. But let's get back to the restaurant. To be open during the 9 days or not. So the tshuva in Shabina Rav, in the second, in the end of the second chelek, he says, you can't be mat at all. It's part together, it's a milsa for Hesya, and I'll tell you, Rosh Hashanah, the guy wants to go to the Tzvei for restaurant, that's his problem. We got to keep the Shulchan Aruch. You can't be mashed to them, give them to meat through 9 days. There's a, in that Torah, in the Masham, over here in Tzokos Nunal, he has all arichas on this, and in the beginning he's mitzvah l'hakel, but it seems to me, at the end, it's not clear, but it seems to hold that you, that he's, even though it's a minig, and he goes the whole Tzvah as a minig, and this is our Eitzah Vihi Tafet, and so on. So, but at the end it seems to be, he should be Machma. It's Vaisasim, he's Machma. He's only making a certain case, I forgot the case, he's only making a certain case, but in normal circumstances, he always has to be Machma. However, in the Shalom Mitzvah Malacha, in Kuf Chav Beis, it's in Kuf Chav Beis, in Sifkal Rav, he brings down, and I have Sonim, and Kama Shitas, and Mekel. It's like, it's only Chav Denara, it's only Tam Minig, and Mechlal, he says, who says they're eating trek? Who says they're going trek? Maybe they're buying. Now, who says they're going to eat now? Maybe they're going to, and who says they'll go check first one? Maybe they're buying it now, and they'll take it for Shabbos. They put it in the freezer, or they put it away for Shabbos. So it's locked up because they're going to restaurants. Sometimes you go to a restaurant, you buy food, you take it out, and so on. I tell restaurant people, I don't know what the policy of CRC is, that you're allowed to sell the open on during the 9 days. However, just don't have no seating. That's all. Don't take it out. Whatever they do, some people they go for Shabbos, sometimes they give to Chayim, who knows, whatever it is. But some to give only have a power, and so on. But some of it, one restaurant I want to do here in Chicago, it's closed down since then. So they had a sign over there, see him, 9 p.m. That's see him. But by then, was the thing, I called them up. I called them as a mashgiach over there. I says, but first of all, make a see him. People just to walk in, who never saw the guy before in his life. See him, I don't know how far it is. But there was to be Semich on. But only people come 9 o'clock. But people come 7 o'clock, they finish the meal by 8 o'clock. The scene doesn't help for them. I mean, it's the scene didn't happen yet. So only if they're there to see him. So you can't be open six, you know, all day and say, there's a scene 9 o'clock, and it's called the scene 9 o'clock. Everyone is hooked to it. It's like talking in the school with a beer brisket. How's the world talking? It doesn't work with them for the 9 days. Alright, that's what.
You made the scene at 7 o'clock, and what's that called 9 o'clock? Huh?
You
tried to make the scene earlier, and people come later. You just said the other way around.
Right, yeah.
You make the scene late. Those of you, I came earlier, and I
don't know
if I
want
to see it.
Right.
You make the scene earlier. Yeah. So you can make the scene earlier.
Yeah,
later.
But they come to the Simcha.
They're coming
towards
the scene.
Yeah.
They need me. That's the Simcha.
So they come back for 2 hours later. All right. You just got a Shiloh, and they can't. There's a Shiloh, they can't. Let's say, for instance, I'm answering this case. Let's say in a camp, let's say so there's a serum, they make it 6 o'clock. And the people, their families there, and so on. And someone by mistake misses the serum. They say, come away, come a half hour late. So there, the Christ can speak out, you're allowed to eat from each place. Because in Islam, you're part of the camp, you're part of the family, and so on. So here's some guy comes up from the street, and so on. So he comes 9 o'clock at night, they plan to come 9 o'clock, and I knew the serum 7 o'clock. And that comes 9 o'clock, I'm not so sure the part was enough. I answered your question.
Okay.
I didn't say something.
So you're not so sure.
Well. You know what I mean. Something that you have simcha from it and you're happy with it.
In terms of buying something that's used where?
Buy a used car. Still by you, you make a profit. You have a simcha. Buy a used car. Your car broke down, you buy a used car, everyone can afford a new car, so they buy a used car. So that's a simcha from it. That's also still like new. Right. That's the Negea, a restaurant. That's a machoid sapaiskim. However, the Negea butcher store, that's a cloud to be mutter. Because a lot of people, especially as manners in those times, you know, refrigerator freezers. So there, you could hear it to hear that it was a shiloh 39 days. So to be open on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, was not mistaken because if a person bought Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they would probably cook it that night, and that's refrigerated, and that freezes, and so on. However, but the butcher store, even in those times, it can be open Thursday and Friday, because people buy the covered Shabbos. Shabbos, you can have meat. However, today, since people have freezers and refrigerators today, so you could be open every day, you're not because they're going to cook it. Sometimes people go shopping Monday, because they're going out of town, and they want to take the meat with them. So by Monday, they'll take it along with them. So therefore, for a butcher store, and it's mashma, you know, it's my fault, but it's my shadam, tshuva nigus moisha. The moisha the tshuva, in a chayim chel dal, simi kufi yabez ois gimel, he doesn't have the shaylos, like all tshuvas, they don't know what the shaylos is. Vice of the shaylos, a person called, wrote a shayla, if you're allowed to walk in the butcher store during the 9 days, it's a marasayim walking into the store, butcher store. So the moisha answered back, there's no marasayim. So vice of the butcher store could be open. But it said there's no marasayim, because that's the sense of what I'm telling you. Because who says, he could buy the Shabbos already, he's going out of town, he could buy for other reasons. So no Shabbos Marasayim, so you see Claude, the store could be open then. Let's say, there's a Shabbos like this. And let's say, during the 9 days, by mistake, we'll talk about it in Hichas Tisha B'Av, and I got Tisha B'Av. Let's say in the 9 days, the man is not eating meat. And by mistake, he took a bite of meat, he didn't realize that it's 9 days, and he took a bite of meat and said, Shahako, he's about to put it in his mouth. And then he's not, the Shiloh, should he eat it or not? Or it's a Shiloh from Gokha Batola. So there, the pipe can speak out that the din is that you should eat it. Eat a mashu. So it's not because the Issa eating meat in 9,000 some minutes. A bracha tells the Shad and Shen is the right service of the right service of the Rabbanim. So in Mela, so one offsets the other. So in Mela, so you should take and eat a piece of mashalom. Tishba, we'll talk about Hichas Tishba when we get to that. And Bechlal, Jah, some place can say that when you take a, you're only trying to mashal meat, there's no anophim anyway. This is now anophim meat. So since you're trying to mashal, so you really weren't even open this stuff. It's the same child as the gay of Tanya. Oh, child of Paiskin. My voice of Paiskin. So let's say on, it's a she wants to Thomas. He has a glass of water, starts to drink, he's about to drink, makes a hako, and realizes, that it's a, my voice of Paiskin. It's a boy of Kippur. Also, same child. If I take a marshal, I lost you marshal, take a child of Paiskin. It's a big one, like this. But the 9 days for sure you can be made from. Yeah, what?
The same amount of fighting, you have a cookie, and you made a broth, and you realize that it's all of Arkham, and you're Machma, and you're allowed to eat the cookie.
You talking about in America?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you, Satchel Moshe, it's not printed. He knew all the Chalakim who argued on him by Chal Vakim. He held it wasn't machlokes. He just said there's no sad shaming. He held so strong that there's no issue of cholakim in America. That he held so strong that there's not even bapsukta. He held. What?
That
the government regulates. Whatever the reason is, he held that the dina. He held that it's not machlokes.
Even the Chalav Yisrael is much.
In fact, I asked his angel to ask the Moshe. I asked him. There's a true story. They say that he once was by someone's house and he drank milk, if I thought he vomited it out. So I asked him to find out if the story is true or not. So this is what he told me. Then he told him, he started laughing. He says, if I'm the Rosh HaMakilim, so I'm going to go against my own psak, he says. He started laughing. How can he say such a stupid story about him?
Okay. Even in a place where Chalav Yisrael was matzah.
One sec.
It wasn't with milk, it was with fly.
Huh? With what?
Fly.
A fly? This is the story, in my days, as a bachur, I always heard the story. Huh? That's what he said. He held so strongly, he held with no shaila, and he held another thing. You get in the kashas, I'll tell you another thing. There's some place you hold Chol Vakim as Hasta, so in Mela, the Kalim are Al-Treif also, you have the kasha the Kalim. So he said, that part is certainly not the Machma. He says, because he holds Medina, it's Kalim is any Benyayma, you can make it, so it doesn't have Lachat Tafis, it's any Benyayma, even according to Machmim, you don't have to kasha the Kalim. That's what he held Medina.
I made
a shock one. That's a because if you have kvana one thing, I don't help something else. Don't try on pipe skin. If it helps, if you have block of one thing, it doesn't help with something else.
Is there most of it even with all of these shoulders?
No, it says, why should you eat the drink instead right away?
Yes,
have a piece of meat.
But the bracha was on this.
But right now the shackle is on this.
Did Rav Moshe hold it even with Chalav Yisrael as matzoi?
Yes. Okay. And he writes like this. The truth is not printed.
Yeah.
He writes like this. If you could have, your person with this Chalav Yisrael matzoi, you should drink Chalav Yisrael. Even it's more expensive. He has a tshuva.
Yeah.
Even if it's more expensive, you should buy a Chalav Yisrael. If it's matzoi. If you live in a community that doesn't have it, you could be meiko.
How can you use it, his kula now? Like,
huh?
Since it's matzo.
It didn't smutter, but it helps. But you can get Chalav Yisrael sooner if you get Chalav Yisrael. Why should you extend it on his kula? So, he also should drink Chalav Yisrael. Not the dafka to buy. It just used to be a milk pail. People used to, this Chalav Yisrael, they have one boy, and a lot of people used to buy Chalav Akam there. I think I was wrong. I used to tell to some people. You're going to store, if you tie to Tzicha to go somewhere else, okay, so you want to send it on the hotel. But it's mamish there. Because it's cheaper. One guy started tying me. What do you mean? Ramosha, I said, when your wife buys a dress, it costs $10, $50 more, you don't blink an eyelash, you spend the money. So it comes for something like this, Chalav Yisrael, there's Kamashitis down Machman and so on. Then there's still me.
But if it's a tirchot, you're doing all your shopping, unless you have a jewelry dominance or whatever, then.
Jewel now sells Chalav Yisrael now also.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Oh, no.
There's a Makar Chaim. Okay, Chaim speaks out in the Chaim is from the Chavetz Yoram. He says, "Yesh Shemnoim, some people are Manera from washing in a yam, near Sakana." All 3 weeks. Some people don't swim. The swimming pool is not Sakana. So he didn't talk about swimming pool. Sometimes they're not swimming pools. So he says in a yam, he should be Manera from going swimming all 3 weeks. In the Orchis Rabbeinu from the Stipler, he brings down Chesbeis, as Kufchav Tess, he brings down, they should tell his children not to go to yam, Yinom Din and Smutter, he held the Din and Smutter, to swim in a lake, in an ocean, he held they should not swim during all 3 weeks. He doesn't discuss swimming pool. Swimming pool this time is not a Sakana, not a Mokum Sakana, so this time he was, he doesn't talk about it, this time he can make on a swimming pool. What? I say he brings out Yesh Noyim, he says. I'm just saying Yesh Noyim, that's what he said.
But,
a boat, I think I mentioned last week. I mentioned to go on a canoe during the 9 days, you shouldn't. On a big boat, you know, if you have some cruises around the lakes, then that should be okay. There's no problem. There's only problem with sneeze. Yeah, different, worse problem, sneeze. Okay? Alright.
Exercise?
You're
swimming for exercise.
In the swimming pool, we're doing the 9 days. So, you know, it's a swim for exercise. The only time people have back therapy, you know, is to have the doctor order have severe problems with back, and they have to swim every day, and then they're allowed to swim during 9 days. It's the only what's initial back therapy. It's not to swim to lose weight or to get themselves into shape and so on. Finally, you can do push ups, do a treadmill, something like that. There's other ways to do to lose weight. Then we're back to swimming. Well?
Mile of water, if you're not holding your weight, so it's easier to exercise in the water than it is to do on a treadmill.
Yeah, plus you're enjoying the water.
It's called a
aerobic
water.
Yes, yeah.
Because that's the lumbar behind
it. It
takes off the weight on the
water
and
you're
doing the exercise in the water.
Yeah, but the mice, they miss some days during the year also, so can miss 9 days. These people, they go for business trips, they miss a day or two, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I didn't you start the halachas in 9 days, I won't stop. I'm just in Shiva. A Svadish girl, an Ashkenaz girl, took a job in a Svadish camp, real Svadish camp. Now, a Svadish camp, dominated by this camp at least, and the most Svadish camp, on Shvul Shechavoy. Her job was a swimming instructor and a lifeguard. And she has to be in the water constantly. So she asked the Shiva, and she didn't realize when she took the job, you know, you don't swim 9 days. She didn't know all the Svash, she's a 17-year-old girl. She's going to a camp, she wants to know if she's what she should do in the 9 days. She has a job. So I asked, someone called me up. The Rebbe was listening. So I asked her, does she enjoy swimming? So I asked her, she said, I enjoy swimming. No, she doesn't enjoy, she does a job, it's one thing. But she enjoys being with the swimming in the water all the time, she's enjoying about it. She doctor took her, because she enjoys being in the pool the whole time. The Shaila, she loves to be in the swimming pool now. So I told her that means it's only a minute. Until the Shavuot Shechabah, it's only 10 minutes. Here she's, and she doesn't, and she said, if I tell them now, I'm not going to do 9 days, they're going to tell me, get somebody else. There's enough people to find in New York, and they'll get someone else to do. Can you swim out? Can you stand outside and give directions from outside? No. She has to manage with no exit to stand outside as a lifeguard and to be in the...
Don't work in the water, you work outside the water.
I'm telling you a fact. What do you want from me?
She's both.
She's not a swimming instructor. And her job is, and that's what she was hired for. So Charlotte Scott, so I told Neil Dicey that you can make her for a short time, but she shouldn't wear a bathing suit. She should wear... And you wear a dress, wear clothing. So it's more of less of an enjoyment for her. She's doing that, and she calls she's doing machmas the job. Then I said, L'chayu, the near dike, you can be mekel then.
Why isn't it machmas the
huh?
What's more machmas
the
than that?
Huh?
What's more
machmas the nazo? Yeah,
it's not less good today.
There is machmas the nazo, but that's the whole thing.
What?
Doesn't make enough community, but for her, it's also. Right. You know, 5 minutes. I'll tell you the shower I had this week. I have nothing. Oh, I have one more thing here. Someone, as someone as a family, that Lo Aleinu, he had a stroke. He puts on tefillin, he's a writer, he puts on tefillin always on his left hand. He had a stroke on his right side. Now, Shai is, what should he do with tefillin? Now, he can only use now his left hand. So now does the left hand become like the. Now he has to learn how to write with his left hand. So that comes to writing. This, that same tefillin is put on his left hand. Oh no, he sees his left hand or not. What should you do? That was the Shai Liz's own estimate. So I told him there are three sheets to say. There are three sheets to say. The Mishnah Berurah paskins. Now there are three sheets. So machlokes, and the third thing is machria. It could be everyone agreed to the psak. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that you have to if you start using your left hand comes stronger now stronger in your right hand. Then the din is you start putting it still on your right hand. Right. He changes hands. And that's the Mishnah Berurah paskins the sinan of dying. However, Dagmar Rava argues, the Mishbu's passed to Malavam. Dagmar Rava argues, and says, since he was born like that, that's the Yad Kaya, even though he has a stroke now, still you put the feelings, continue to putting on the left hand. And originally, what he wanted until now, he continued doing that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't know if it's Machmir, but this is what he passed him. Rav Shlomo Zalman passed him like this. It depends. If the doctor can tell you that eventually, with therapy, then he'll get back to normal, his hand will be able to function again like a right hand, then you don't have to change temporarily hands. Then you do like the Dagmar Rava, and you continue wearing the left hand remains the left hand. I right now temporarily, you know, it's like wearing a kiss. Temporarily you wear a kiss and that's it. However, if the doctor could tell you at the time that this type of patient, even with therapy, he might be able to this patient is good with the able to stop moving, but he won't be able to get full control of his hand. His hand will always be a yad keya more than the left hand. Then he should change feelings. So then he says, "Do like the Mishnah Berurah," and that's what you're doing. That's what I told the person. You have to speak to the doctor, the therapist. He knows his patient, and if the patient says such a thing, then that's what. And if he feels that he get back to normal, then he should not change feelings. That's what I told the person to do. Like it turns out, which is very stubborn. And I don't know if he's arguing Mishnah Berurah. Could be. Mishmu might do this also. Talking about Mamashit remains Mamashit Kaya. Eventually comes back. It's only when you broke your hand temporarily. So it gets back to normal.
Even
that's okay.
Even if someone put the tune on the left hand phone?
Doesn't make a difference.
Where if it's a topic?
It's a topic, I would say, until the doctor can say, Vada, he should continue doing what he's doing, Sheva, Tasa, until the Vada Kor, what will be the long run?
Maybe put it on the other hand.
All right, we'll stop it.
So the person will be
here next week? Yeah, you want to see
next week? Yeah, we talk about the 9 days.
I talk about 9 days. Tishabov and after Tishabov and Kubim and Samigdash.
I'm here next week.
Samigdash, I'm next week.
Last week you said that luckily you have a suitor's mitzvah.
What?
Last week you said at the beginning of the share if you have a suitor's mitzvah, if you can't use the example of a suitor's mitzvah, I'm just asking. Okay. Here we have. Oh, this is yours, I think.
This is Moshe Weiss and Shuva.
Yeah, well, actually, okay. Wait, first of all, the sheeple's over here is boarding.